Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our program. Jazakumullahu khairan for our engineer, Sheikh Jed, sitting on the other side. Alhamdulillah. I've had him for last week and I've got him this week as well. Alhamdulillah. The other only unfortunate thing is I am absolutely alone. You know, they say stock alien. That is what is happening in the studio today. Unfortunately, my brother, Sheikh Adil, is not around today. And Maulana Kara is off. So, inshallah, I will do my best to assist you and guide you through this program. It is all up to you. You know, the whole year you've been thinking about calling us, you've been thinking about the problems on your car, and you haven't had the guts to give us a call, so I think it's time now you give us that call. Inshallah, we will try and assist you as much as we can with all your questions. We don't have too much of time, as you notice. Alhamdulillah, I'm saying Alhamdulillah for myself simply because I got very little time on air. So inshallah I will do my best. I think you guys out there can start bombarding us with the calls. The number to call is 011-854-1548. The number is 011-854-1548, and the SMS number is 083-287-0886. Alhamdulillah, it is that time of the year where we, well, I think some people have already gone on holiday, and those others that are going to go on holiday, inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala take you safely and return you safely to your homes. But obviously, they say you must tie your camel. And to tie your camel, I mentioned, I think it was last week or the week before, especially if it's easier, much easier for the ladies to remember as far as flour is concerned. Flour, very, very simple to remember. The F is for fuel, the L is for the lights, and the zero is for oil. Gee, Alhamdulillah, I see they are not giving me a chance today. We've got a caller online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Who am I speaking to, brother?
Hi, it's Rashid.
Rashid, gee, brother, how can I be of help to you today?
I've got a 320i BMW.
Gee.
And when you press the clutch in, it drops in, it doesn't, like, it sucks air and goes down, and after a while it comes back.
After a while it comes back.
I let the clutch and everything, but it seems like it does the same thing when you tap it in, it just flat, goes flat.
Okay, all right.
And then after while you pump it, comes back.
Gee, alhamdulillah. All right, that's a rather simple thing. Can work out a little bit expensive, but it's rather simple for the reason that you have, obviously, a problem with the hydraulics on the vehicle. 9 out of 10 times, it is what we call the clutch slave cylinder. The clutch slave cylinder is obviously situated closer to or on the gearbox itself, on the housing of the gearbox, and you're having a leak within the system itself. In other words, back in the day, they used to call them plungers, you know, rubbers, whatever they, what you call them.
I changed that one. There's another one by the pedal.
There's another one at the pedal at the top, yes.
Yeah, that's the one I think is the problem.
Typically, the bottom one normally goes first. But sometimes, yes, the top one does go as well. That is what we call the clutch master cylinder. And due to the nature of the design of that particular part, I wouldn't suggest that you actually recondition it. I would prefer, if it's my vehicle, I would prefer replacing it. It's a bit of a job. I don't know if you're a do-it-yourself enthusiast or you're going to have it done by somebody.
It's not a pleasure plate, eh?
No. The pressure plate won't do that. It'll either come up or, you know, it will affect the height of the clutch, the clutch
doesn't
actually...
Leak in your fluid, eh?
Sorry?
Doesn't leak in your fluid.
No, it's probably not leaking the fluid out. But what's happening is leaking within itself. So your outer ones are holding the fluid in. But within themselves, you've got a different... There's about 3 or 4 different rubbers inside, and they are leaking from one chamber to the other chamber.
Oh,
and that is where your problem lies. That is why you're having that pedal that's not coming up, you know, immediately, or you're not feeling the clutch as well as you should feel it.
Oh, and then I have a problem with the airflow meter. It's actually... Somebody fiddled with it before.
Gee.
And I think the mixture...
Gee.
Petrol's quite heavy.
Gee.
So... There is an Allen key that you adjust, but I don't know, I've tried it before, somebody damaged it. I'm not sure if it's broken, but it does actually idle the car to 900 rev. Sometimes somebody just goes up.
Gee, look, brother, you cannot just take, it takes a 3 or a 4 Allen key on that one.
Gee.
More than likely, I think that's a 3 Allen key, that's a German one. The 3 Allen key, you shouldn't be playing with that particular component, you know, unless... Of course, you have what we call a gas exhaust gas analyzer.
Yes.
That is going to be plugged into the exhaust system, and the setting on there is 1.5 to 2.5. They give you that variation. So 1.5 to 2.5, I would like to set it personally on 2%, and that should give you a good fuel efficiency. Messing around with that thing, you're actually messing around with your fuel consumption, because that affects the actual flap that is for your fuel injection, your air intake flap.
Exactly.
So you shouldn't be playing with that.
Yeah, so I just get the cylinder kit. Is it difficult? Is it expensive to replace?
Sorry, Marv?
Is it expensive to replace?
The actual flap itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a bit of expensive, but you can actually try at one of the scrapyards. But the other thing is, if you got a guy, or do you do your work yourself, sir?
No.
All right. If you got a guy who's sharp enough, he can actually remove that and put another screw in there.
Screw?
Yes, it is actually just a screw. It's an Allen key screw.
No. I'm talking about the cylinder.
The cylinder itself.
See.
You can do nothing with. You'll unfortunately have to replace that cylinder by. And I would first go the second-hand route. If not, then I would look at the pirate market and see if I can get something on the pirate market as far as that is concerned.
I don't think it's advisable the second. You have a problem because it's very hard to take out from the bottom.
Yeah, no, it is a bit difficult. But if you go and look at a new one, it's going to be relatively expensive.
All right.
You're more than welcome, my brother.
Thanks, brother.
I hope I was of help to you. Jazakallah khairan for a call.
Ameen.
Right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah for that call, brother. Alhamdulillah. I see before I could even get off, to a start as far as the holiday seasons are concerned. Alhamdulillah, we had our first caller in. Jazakumullahu khairan for giving us that call. Alhamdulillah. As far as the flower is concerned, we were still busy with that. And as I said, the F stands for fuel. The L is for the... see, Sheikh Jed is giving me another interruption. Jazakallah, Sheikh. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah.
And who am I talking to?
Ridwan.
Jazakallah, bhai. How can I help you?
Gee, I've got a problem with the Almera.
Nissan Almera, gee.
Nissan Almera 1.6.
Gee.
2004
model.
Gee.
Alhamdulillah. What seems to be happening there?
When it's hot, the engine is hot, everything, it battles to start.
It battles to start.
Yeah, like the I had the starter reconditioned. I put in a new battery.
Gee.
But it sounds like it's dragging. What can it be?
The starter is dragging.
No, but I renewed the starter.
And then and then the drag went away? Does your engine turn normally?
No, it will be like a dead battery.
Okay. All right. You say you had a battery done, and you had the starter as well.
Yeah.
All right. Not a problem.
Only when the car is hot. When it's cool in the mornings, everything is fine.
It's perfect. Then the engine turns quite easily.
Yeah, it's first kick.
First kick, alhamdulillah. When you turn the key when the car is hot, does the engine turn or not?
No, it sounds like it's dragging, like the battery is flat.
Like a flat battery. Typically, that would be either your battery or your starter, all right? But you said you put a new battery in there. So your starter, did you have it recon somewhere reputable, or did you just do it yourself?
No, I took it to auto electrician.
All right. I would suggest the other thing is, first of all, I would go back to the starter, have a look at the starter, because that sounds very, very typical of a starter. When it warms up, when it gets hot, it tends to actually expand to a point where it's locking. It's not turning so freely. So I would look at that starter and check it if it's done properly. Thereafter, if I still have a problem, I would look at all the terminals, wiring, as far as the terminals and wiring is concerned. Your battery terminals mainly, to have them nicely cleaned, make sure there's a decent contact on them, and they must be tight as well. Then you've got your earth cabling. You must, wherever your earth cabling on the body itself, I would suggest you remove the earth cable itself, where it actually contacts on the body. You clean that with a little sandpaper and put that back. Basically check that out. But my sort of feeling is, unfortunately, maybe the guy who did your starter may have just slipped up there a little bit or something like that, and that is where the problem lies. Because typically from those vehicles, to my knowledge, I've had quite a few of them where the starter actually gave that sort of a hassle. Only when it's hot. When it's cold, it turns beautifully.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when it gets hot, it tends to jam up a little bit and drags on, and that doesn't turn the car quick enough to start.
Yeah.
And that is why you're having a hard starting.
Yeah.
I hope I've helped you there, brother.
I mean, but somebody was telling me it could be the coil wires. Can
no.
it be that?
No, it will not drag the engine.
Okay.
It will not drag. That's got nothing to do. Yeah, if you have a misfire, yes, that's a different issue. And if the engine is turning normally as quick as it would normally turn and then not starting, then it could be the coil, it could be the coil wires, it could even be the fuel pump on that particular vehicle. There could be quite a few other things. But you're saying the engine is dragging, it just doesn't want to turn quick enough to start.
Yeah, when the car is warm.
Yeah. No. So you don't have a problem because as far as the starter is concerned, your ignition coil or your ignition wires will not affect the starter itself, no. Yes, the battery terminals, yes, the battery cabling, yes, the starter motor itself, all these things can affect the turning of the engine itself.
Jazakallah.
You're more than welcome, brother. I hope I've been of help to you.
Inshallah, ameen.
Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for that call, brother. Alhamdulillah, we're getting some quick calls and some interesting calls. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh Jed, let's see if we can continue with our holiday program or whatever we want to call it. Well, as far as the flower is concerned, we're trying to get past the flower, but we can't get past the flower. The F is for fuel, the L is for lights, the O is for oils, the W is wipers. The E is for electrics, and obviously the R is for rubber. So, please, ladies, you know, before you get into the car, obviously most people have planned their holidays already, alhamdulillah. So before you go any further, let's just look at the flower start part of everything and see if that is sorted out. You know, remind hubby, tell him, please, let's sort this out. That little bit that we do now will save us, inshallah, on the journey. We don't want to be on a journey somewhere far away, and we've got tire problems, or this problem, or that problem. Coming back to all the checkups, obviously, like we said, all the lights and everything else, the oils, the wiring, this, that, the other. Above and beyond that, I would say, you know, as far as your spare wheel is concerned, make sure you have a spare wheel, make sure it's proper, make sure it doesn't have a problem on it, make sure you have the right wheel spanners, if you have a lock nut, we have this typically many a times when people bring a car in for a service, by way is the lock nut, I need to remove the tires, and it's, oh, Marf, I forgot it at home, so please, brothers, sisters out there, before you leave home, make sure you put that lock nut into the vehicle. Make sure the lock nut is in the vehicle and it is the correct one with the correct wheel spanners so we don't have a problem down the line. If there is a puncture, inshallah, Allah save us from these sort of things. But yes, if we have a puncture, we don't want to be stranded without a lock nut or a lock key, whatever you want to call it. Make sure that we have that in the car. The other thing that we mentioned as well between, myself and Adil, we spoke about it, I think, last week or the week before, is very, very important, is that triangle at the back of the vehicle. If you have a puncture, it doesn't mean you must just pull off on the side of the road and just start changing the wheel. No. Make sure that you pull off on a place where you are safe, where you are out of major traffic or, you're not going to hinder the traffic whatsoever. And obviously, then you will take your triangle out. It doesn't mean if you have a puncture, you shouldn't use a triangle. Put that triangle out behind your vehicle so you know it's visible. People can see it. You know, otherwise you're going to get someone's going to ram you from the back. And more importantly, as I said as well, which I added to the list on Brother Adil, was the reflective jacket. The reflective jacket, very, very important. If you are going to change a tire or if you're standing on the side of the road and you're going to get out of the vehicle, it is very, very, very important that you have that reflective jacket with you. You must put that on as well. If you're traveling in the evenings, make sure, it doesn't necessarily mean evenings. Whenever you're traveling, make sure you have a torch that is working in the vehicle. A torch that is working. I repeat, don't say, there is a torch in the boot, but you haven't checked it for the last 5 years if it's working or not. So make sure that you have a torch that is working. Check these things physically before you leave. Get the kids involved. Just check the lights for us while I put it on. Or, press the brakes for me. Let me have a look there. Don't use, one of the kids that don't know anything about a car because they might put the handbrake down and they'll roll over you. So, very importantly, just check all those things out as well. Make sure all that's correct. And then we spoke about tire pressure as well. It's best to do your tire pressure before you leave for your journey. Don't be halfway on the journey and then put tire pressure because that can affect the pressure on the vehicle or it will affect the tires as well because the tires have now heated up. So, make sure that, you do your tire pressure before you leave on the journey. And obviously, you know, the threads, you know, it's 1 millimeter, but obviously I don't think anybody's going to run around with a 1 millimeter thread on a tire to Cape Town or to Durban. So, yeah, very importantly, make sure those are all in order. Now it's a bit too late for booking in a service, but maybe you should speak to your mechanic if you've got some time. And he's got some time, he can just run through a check for you for a long distance visual service. If there's something that needs to be done, have it sorted out. Don't say, you know, when I get back, I will sort it out. Jim, as far as the you know, if you're leaving the country, I think Morana Mufti Musaji was touching on this prior to our program a little earlier before Maghrib, and he mentioned something about when we're leaving the country, how is it easy to get across the borders. It's very, very easy, inshallah, if you have all our paperwork in order. You know, like for example, if you're going to Maputo or Swaziland or wherever this is, make sure you take your car registration papers with you, because otherwise you're not going to get through the border. If you have someone else's child, you know, we have that problem as far as the kidnapping of kids and things are concerned. You make sure you make the necessary arrangements with the permission papers and everything else, otherwise you will have a problem at the border if it's not your child. So if you're taking your nephew or your niece or someone along, make sure that you sort all those things as well, because you don't want to get to the border and be driving back home again just to sort papers out. And sometimes I don't blame the officials, they do get sticky, but I think that's the only way, is the right way, to make sure everything is in order. Then again, alhamdulillah, some of us do travel with what we call the trailer. The trailer also, we make sure that the tires, you know, especially trailers that have been standing for a long time, make sure the tires are all in order, because what happens there is, from standing in a long time with the weather, you will tend to have a lot of cracks in the tires itself. Obviously, make sure the lights are all working on your trailer. You know, connect it up well before the time, not in the morning when you're leaving. You know, just do it a couple of days in advance. Check out your trailers, check out the lights, make sure the spare wheel for the trailer is in order. The other thing is, sometimes or a lot of times you will find that as far as the wheel nuts on the trailer and the vehicle is concerned, it might not correspond. So it's very, very important that you make sure you have a wheel spanner specifically for the trailer as well. I see we've got another caller online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah for calling, brother. How can we help you?
I got the Opel Estate 1.6.
Gee.
And the rev meter somehow there, the jams very often.
Alright, the rev meter jams up, the rev counter, alright?
Yeah.
But does your vehicle over-rev, or is just the rev counter?
Over-rev.
The vehicle does over-rev?
Yeah.
Alright, while driving, eh?
Yeah, as soon as I start the car, it will start over-revving. But after a day or two, then it settles down again, but then it starts again.
That's a bit strange, yes, but Opel Astra 1.6. And you say when you start the vehicle up, the rev counter, the needle goes up, and the vehicle does rev up high.
Yeah.
And that's when you start it up in the mornings.
Yeah, and as I continue, the rev meter is high. If I lift my...
foot, you take your foot off the accelerator, then the rev meter is still high.
Yeah.
All right. You know, there's a couple of possibilities you have on that particular vehicle. The number one culprit could be your accelerator cable that is sticking, more than likely not returning completely. If the return spring is broken on your accelerator throttle housing, that will also make that difficult. And from time to time, as you say, it goes back. And that could be a very, very strong possibility. The other possibility is your accelerator throttle housing. It actually houses a butterfly in there, what we used to refer to back in the day with the carburetors. We used to refer to them as a butterfly. That butterfly could be sticky as well, simply because, you know, maybe on the service the air cleaner wasn't changed in time or something like that. So, yes, I would suggest you get someone to actually clean that housing out for you. Make sure your accelerator throttle housing is clean. Make sure the accelerator is free. Make sure the spring is not broken on the accelerator return spring. Other than that, you know, it will be difficult unless, of course, we have a look at the vehicle.
Yeah, the full body throttle, we change all those things that come onto that as well.
You've changed all that?
Yeah, but it's still doing the same thing.
And did someone clean the throttle housing?
Yeah, we did clean the throttle housing.
And, that vehicle has diagnostics as well. Has anybody done a diagnostic on the vehicle?
No.
No.
It's going to be very, very important you have diagnostic done on that vehicle. The other possibility I was going to say to you is if you have a vacuum leak, that's going to happen as well. It will give you erratic high idling. But that,
okay, then it's got an erratic idling.
Yeah, so more than likely somewhere your vacuum pipe has perished, or it's got a small hole in it, or is blocked in some way for being perished with age. There's a possibility. So I would suggest you look at your vacuum pipes, first of all of them, check them all, are they all okay? And the other thing is the problem could be with your idle solenoid. The idle solenoid as well becomes sticky. Did anyone ever look at that idle solenoid?
No.
What you can do is take it out and clean it up with a little bit of carburetor cleaner or the throttle housing cleaner. You can use that as well. You clean that out a little bit, and that's a very, very strong possibility that could be sticking as well. So I would go first of all with the vacuum pipes, and then look at the idle solenoid, and thereafter, if I still have a problem, just go to a mechanical technician who has diagnostics. Let him put the diagnostics on there and have a look at it, and inshallah, you should be sorting your problem there.
Okay, jazakumullah.
You are more than welcome, brother. Jazakumullah khairan for the call.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Gee, jazakallah for the call. Inshallah, we will take a quick break, inshallah. And as soon as we get back, you're going to have roughly about 5-10 minutes to give me all your calls. And we will then try and fire up as soon as we can. So please be ready. I think dial now while the ad's going to play. 011-854-1548. And the SMS number is 083-287-0886. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we've got roughly about 5-10 minutes left on air for this year, inshallah. So I hope you guys are all ready. I see my SMS has been going a bit crazy while we were on the ad break. I see there's a brother. It says, assalamu alaikum, jazakumullahu khairan for helping everyone. Jazakallah bye. It says here, when I brake, I feel a vibrating, pulsating sensation through the brake pedal. Is there something wrong? Very, very good question, but you didn't tell us what car you have and what sort of system you have. But nonetheless, if your vehicle has an ABS system on it, then obviously, the ABS, when braking hard, the pedal should pulsate to actually release, brake fluid or whatever, the pressure on the wheels, prevent them from locking. But obviously, if your vehicle does not have an ABS system, which is in much older vehicles, then I'd be concerned as far as the brake discs are concerned, because what happens there is the brake discs probably warped, and with the result, you're getting that vibrating feeling. Obviously, it goes through the steering, you feel it on your pedal, you can feel the car sort of vibrating, sometimes a little more violently than others, especially at high speeds. So yes, I would suggest you take your vehicle into your technician, your mechanic, whoever he is, and ask him to have a look at the brake discs. Sometimes they are within a specified amount of skimming that can be done on those things. If it is beyond the skimming point, then I would suggest you replace them. And when you do replace your discs, I suggest you put a new set of brake pads as well with that. Jazakumullahu khairan for that question. I see there's another question coming up. Alhamdulillah, we seem like they are firing on me. When I drive, I can hear a hissing noise coming from the engine. Yes, a hissing noise from the engine normally would be what I would look at is the vacuum system on the vehicle. You either have a leak on the intake manifold, or one of the gaskets on the manifold side, or something like that, or your vacuum pipe, or even your air cleaner nowadays, as far as your air filters are concerned, your air filter pipes and housings and hoses and all these things are concerned, you will probably pick up a hissing sound from your engine. So yeah, I would suggest you take that in, because obviously that will affect your fuel consumption, and there are many other things that could be affected. Your power will be affected with that as well. So yeah, take it into a mechanic, let him have a look at it, and if there's 9 out of 10 times it's a little pipe that needs to be replaced, so I don't think it could be that expensive to have that sorted out. Jazakumullahu khairan for that question. I see I'm going to try and answer this last question, and inshallah we will then try and terminate if there is nobody on the line.
when running the engine, it vibrates violently and lacks power. Violently, I haven't heard of much violence in the car, but yeah, there's a couple of possibilities. But it sounds typically you have a misfire, as far as what we mechanics call it, or people call it. You hear of it regularly. People say I have a misfire, but please don't tell the mechanic you have a misfire, because it's the engine that's misfiring, not you. Unless if you're misfiring, then yeah, you feel something else. So yes, misfiring on one of the cylinders. There are a couple of possibilities. No, I wouldn't say endless, but there are a good few possibilities. And the number one culprit could be the ignition coil wires, or the plug spark plug wires, or HT leads, high tension leads is what we refer to them as. Either one of them has broken down within itself, or you know, the spark is now thrown off, you're not getting the spark onto the spark plug itself. Then obviously nowadays most of the vehicles are fuel injected. There is a possibility your fuel injector is overfueling, or lacking in fueling, or something like that. The pattern is incorrect, which is then supplying the cylinder with excessive fuel, and with the result the spark plug runs wet and it cannot fire. So maybe you have a problem with one of those things as well. Then the other culprit we look at a lot of times, well, mainly firstly is the spark plug itself. If the spark plug is worn to an excessive point, or it's gone wet with oil or something like that, then obviously the spark plug needs to be replaced as well. The other thing, like I said, and I was talking to a brother earlier on, and he says to me, you know, I think one of my spark plugs are running wet. And unfortunately, in that case, you have a problem as far as the either your rings, bearings, or it could be either with your cylinder head, where the valve stem seals are letting in, you know, way too much of oil through the system, and that is wetting your spark plug. And obviously, a wet spark plug with oil cannot run. And if you've got that, something like that, it could be a rather expensive exercise to sort that out. So I would suggest you have a proper check done on that. And yeah, the other thing is the ignition coil itself. We find lately a lot of vehicles, the ignition coil tends to trouble you, especially nowadays that you have the what they call a distributorless, coils. So yeah, and those coils can be sometimes very, very expensive. On the smaller vehicles, I recall on the Hyundais and the Kias and things like that, you typically get two coils in a vehicle which runs four cylinders, and obviously they are sharing the coil. Whereas with the other vehicles, you know, you find that they have individual coils. And they, you know, those coils can go rather expensive. So I would suggest you have a diagnostic test done in the vehicle. And to get someone to pinpoint exactly which coil is actually misfiring, and you will replace that particular coil. So yes, that should sort all your problem out as far as the misfiring is concerned. But inshallah, I hope for you that it's not the engine itself where you have a problem, as far as the engine is worn down concerned. The other thing, there's another question coming in. Let's just answer this last question, Sheikh. I wouldn't take too long now, inshallah. I will try and cut this short. When accelerating, I can hear a squealing noise. What is this? Yeah, very, very straightforward, blunt question, but alhamdulillah, it's a good question. Squealing noise, squeaking noise, typically it comes from, the fan belts themselves. Obviously with the fan belt being loose or worn out, that could cause a squealing noise as well in your engine compartment. The other squealing noise could be either a bearing that's worn on your alternator, or your, you know, we have the air conditioning system, we have so many power steering, we have all the different pulleys that run with the vehicle, and as you accelerate, obviously you will find that the car is squealing and squeaking. So yeah, I would first look at the belt. If the belt is fine, then I would go through each and every individual pulley to have a look if any of those pulleys are giving any problem, and that would create also a squeaking noise as far as the engine startup is concerned, and especially when this happens when it is cold. So yeah, check it out. Don't take a long journey on something like that, because if there's a pulley or a bearing that is going to seize up, you're going to sit on the side of the road, and Allah forbid, you know, it can be difficult. So yes, Jazakumullah khairan. That is the last question, inshallah, we will be answering for this year. To all those brothers, sisters, alhamdulillah, for all those people who have given us the calls throughout the year, we really appreciate it. Jazakumullah khairan, because you are adding to the success of the program. As I say, it is not my program, it is your program. You guys out there that call in, listen in, give us these positive feedbacks, and alhamdulillah, there are many listeners out out there, unfortunately, more shy than the others who don't call in. But alhamdulillah, we still appreciate you, your listenership. And inshallah, I think in the new year, as it comes, don't be shy. You know, give the call in, call us. Inshallah, we will try and help you with everything said in with everything you need assistance with. Inshallah. So once again, Jazakumullahu Khairan for all those brothers and sisters out there, even the youngsters that called in. Alhamdulillah, we had many youngsters calling in. Inshallah, you have a hassle-free holiday as far as your motoring and everything else is concerned, inshallah. And may Allah Ta'ala take you guys all safely and return you safely to your homes, inshallah. And to all the listeners out there, once again, we ask for maaf. If we said anything that offended anybody on air, it was unintentional, inshallah. We will try not to offend anybody. I mean, we don't try and offend anybody anyways. So please, make us maaf. We request special du'as. And you have a wonderful holiday, inshallah. And we will see you in the new year, I think, on the second Friday of January, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan once again to our engineer and to all the guys who have added to the success of this program over the year. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.